were singing there, bound and bound for higher ground. Praise God. The Lord bless each one tonight, and I give everyone a warm welcome in their service. In the name of the Lord, and the Lord bless those that's made an effort to come. And don't forget Sunday morning, Brother Gary's going to be preaching. Pray for Brother Gary for the service for Sunday morning, that the Lord will have his way. And I want tonight just to talk about prayer. I really feel we need to be praying, and sadly, prayer in a lot of churches now has become neglected. There's not many here tonight, but there's even other groups who are less, believe it or not. And I've been talking to so many different pastors. I heard of one church, they had 160 people in the books, and after the COVID, there's hardly anybody's come back to church at all from 160 families. And, you know, God wants us to seek him, follow after him, no matter about COVID. God wants us to go on with him, and God's looking for a people, and many believes that tonight. Amen. Praise God. Let's turn to Mark 11. Let's read from verse 20 down of Mark 11. And this is about the power of faith. And thank God for the power of faith, the power of prayer. Mark 11 then, verse 20. And in the morning as they were passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away. And Jesus answering saith unto him, Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. I think every one of us would agree, for myself, I'm sure for everyone, the most important thing I desire is to see my family saved and others saved. That has to be the most important thing. Salvation has to be at the top, everything behind it. And the Lord's wanting us. And then we can believe the Bible, ye in your house shall be saved. Let's bow our heads again this evening. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight for your mercy and for your grace. We humbly bow before you in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the name that thou hast set far above every other name. We bless you this evening that 2,000 years ago, you died on the cross to save man from sin. We thank you that you so loved the world, God, that you gave your only begotten Son, special, unique Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We believe in you tonight. We pronounce your name as your brothers say and pray. Over our service, we take authority over every work of the devil. In the name of Jesus Christ, encourage and strengthen your people tonight. Father, I take the Holy Spirit now to help me. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Praise God. You know, I know we're living in days where, even as Christians, many times we look for better methods. That's what people's looking for, better methods. But God is looking for men and women of prayer. And the Bible says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and fast and pray, then they will hear from heaven. Here is described that a faith that realizes, faith here is described, you know, when you go back in this story in chapter 11, and I know I've preached on this probably a lot of times, and I really like this portion, but when the Lord came to this fig tree, there was no fruit on it. I remember studying at one time, and they say even though it wasn't the time of fruit, you can have the winter fruit or the off-season fruit, some people say, but I don't know about that, but there's different things said about it. But the thing was, when the Lord came to the no fruit, he cursed it. He cursed this tree. And the disciples that were with him, and the disciples that saw, remember the miracles they had seen by this time. Remember the things they'd seen Jesus do by this time. By chapter 11, he really did an awful lot of things. If you go back till just chapter 10 and verse 46, you read a blind Bartimaeus been healed. So these disciples had already seen the blind been healed. And you go back through these chapters, and you see the wonderful things that the Lord did. Jesus foretells his death in chapter 9 and right on back. And right through all this, when you go right back through the Bible, you see Peter's confession of Christ in chapter 8. The transfiguration in chapter 9. There's so many things. But the point I'm making is this. They saw all this. They saw all this. Yet they couldn't take it in when he cursed the fig tree. But yet they saw all these things, but they still couldn't take it in. And the Bible proves they couldn't take it in, because the next day, when they come past the tree, they marveled that it was already withered and dead, just overnight, as it were. Jesus cursed it and it withered and died overnight. That's the power he had. And he's telling them, have the faith of God. Have the faith of God. Or have the faith in God. Now when you look at it, and I've said it before, many people say it in the original, it is have the faith of God. Here it says faith in God. Well, either way, it's still good, isn't it? But when you think of the faith of God, God spoke the world. He spoke it. And it came to pass. There was no question about it. He said it and it happened. God wants us to have a life of prayer that we believe him. That he's going to do it. And even many times we would say we're not worthy and we're not worthy. But he's worthy. Because we're living not by our own righteousness but by his. You see, we come under Romans 4. Romans 4 is the imputation of the righteousness of Jesus Christ. For God does not hold our sin against us, but he gives us the imputation of his righteousness. Freely gives it, he imparts it to us. And then we can say with Paul the Apostle, it's no longer I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me. And none of us would be worthy, but God wants us to come to a place in prayer where we can pray and believe it to happen. Look for it. Expect it to take place. The power of faith. Is your faith growing or declining? You know, it's like exercising a muscle. If you never exercise a muscle, and they say even your mind, even your actual mind, you need to keep your mind active. They say if you don't get it to do things, it declines, like the muscle declines. But if you train the muscle, it gets stronger and stronger and stronger, and it can do things maybe it couldn't have done at the start. And God wants us to practice faith, if I can say it like that. I don't know if that is the right way to say it, but I hope you understand what I'm meaning. We need to definitely practice prayer, because the Bible tells us pray without ceasing. God wants us to practice prayer, practice faith. And our faith, is our faith increasing or declining? And God wants us to increase in faith, not decline in faith. He wants to go forward in faith. Now how do we increase in faith? Faith cometh by hearing the word of God. You see, COVID is robbing people of the word of God. And I'm making no apologies for saying this tonight. People are afraid to come into church because of COVID. That's the reason of it. That's the fear of man. And the Bible says the fear of man bringeth forth a snare. Now we should fear God more than anything. And
God wants us to hear His word, and when we hear the word, how many will agree? You can hear the gospel 1,000 times, but if the simple gospel message is preached simply under the anointing, it still does you good. Isn't that right? No matter how many times you hear it, because it is the word of God. And God wants us to hear the word of God. He wants us to hear where He cursed the fig tree. He wants us to hear, for He opened blind Bartimaeus' eyes. I remember some years ago, I began to study all the things Jesus done. And I was really blessed. I might even have preached about some of it. You know, over the years you preach things and I don't remember it all myself. But God wants our faith in this Laodicean age we're in. We're living in the last of the last days. Now somebody can say God will not have a people, but the Bible tells us God will have a people. The gates of hell are against the church, but they cannot prevail. There is going to be a bride for Jesus Christ. There's going to be a people at the end time. And we know they all slumbered and slept, the wise and the foolish. But someone wakened them. And I believe God's people need to wake up. Can I say it like that? That we would awaken unto the Lord. That we would arise, as it were. You know, the word of God says in the last days that we would be strong to exploits, but we need to awaken to the Lord. The Old Testament says, O Lord God, cause thy face to shine upon us. Turn us again, O God, and we shall be saved. Now, I'm not saying we need saved over again in the metaphorical sense of being born again, but I believe God needs to move us again. How many sees that this evening? God needs to stir our hearts. People get lackadaisy. If any wee thing creeps up, it's always an excuse to stay away. But what about when you're in love with someone so much you can't stay away from them? You know, when you courted your wife or vice versa, you love somebody so much, or even someone else, that you were into that so much you can't stay away from it. There has to be a hunger and a desire for the things of God. And the Bible says, they that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. Hallelujah. Oh, that God would fill us. Does your faith maintain its hold? Is there a grip with it? You know, you hear people saying, the old preachers that were real men of God, when they put somebody up, they'd say, I'll tell you in 5 minutes if he's called. Did you ever hear somebody saying, there's a grip with that preaching? There's a grip with it. Now, the man that's preaching didn't give it the grip. But it is God's anointing that gives it the grip. That's who gives it. And if ever we needed preaching with a grip, if I'm saying it right, this is only my own words, we need it today. We need preaching with a grip that people will weep to God and get sincere with God and come to the altar again. But you see, the devil wants the altar closed. No more laying on of hands. No more coming to the altar. That's all part of his program. But that's not God's program. I was reading the other night for the Bible talks about the gift that you receive by laying on of hands. That's part of God's word. Mark 16, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Call the elders and anoint with oil in the name of the Lord, and the Lord will heal them and forgive them and raise them up. But all these things want to do away with that. As religion tends to become more formality and worldliness creeps in, doesn't it? People put other things before God. It's easy to do it, but I'm going to tell you anything. Anything that comes before God needs to be gotten rid of. I don't care what it is. It needs to be gotten rid of. If it comes before God, it needs to be gotten rid of. If every one of us is sincere tonight, I pray, Lord, search me. I want God to search me. If I have something that it shouldn't have, I want God to take it.
away.
I don't want it. And I really mean that. You know, we have to know where we're going. We can take the Lord with us. Isn't that right? Look with me to Luke's Gospel. Luke 18. Luke chapter 18. And let's read 1 to 8. And this is the parable of the woman and the judge. Luke 18 verse 1 till 8. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Now people are fainting in the way. What will cause you to faint? When you look at the Old Testament, you know where it talks about David and the man that was David, that they hadn't eaten or drinking and they almost fainted in the way. Lack of food and lack of water will cause people to faint in the way. So the devil wants to rob people from fellowshipping, to starve them out so that they'll faint in the way. God wants us to gather often as we see the day approaching, the opposite to what's been taught in the world today. God wants us to do. Verse 2, saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest for her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord say, hear what the unjust judge saith. God, the Lord Jesus is showing from this us an example. Even a judge that didn't fear God was turned. Verse 6. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust saith. Verse 7. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you, he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man come, shall he find faith on the earth? He's looking for faith. Jesus Christ is looking for men and women of faith. Now when people say you can't do it, they'll say we can. Not that we of our own selves would be evil, but there's somebody in us that makes us evil. Hallelujah. There's the Holy Spirit, the anointing, which you've received. Power of God. Hallelujah. Look over with me till Hebrews 6, and I quote this very often, but I want you to turn to it tonight. You can mark it if you want. Hebrews 11 verse 6. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6. But without faith, Hebrews 11 verse 6, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Many, many years ago, even before I was married, I remember my father, we were driving to Bonbridge. He gave me a lift. I had no car, anything at that time. And he gave me this verse, and it stuck with me from that time. And I believe the Lord was telling me to seek him. And I set about seeking God. And I remember me and Brother Edith, we were on the Bonbridge streets giving out tracts. And I saw a young woman, which is related to people in this service, and she came out of a certain nightclub, and it broke my heart. I'll be honest with you. I was took back with it. She wasn't very old. And I decided that the circus needed to be closed. Now, I know people might say this is far-fetched and all the rest of it, but I tell you myself, others as well began to pray God would close it, and it closed. It closed down. Now, I know people could say, well, it came about because of this. No, it didn't. It came about because of prayer. That's why it came about. Now, I believe in predestination, but somewhere along the line, somebody prayed for you and somebody prayed for me. Do you believe that? Somebody was praying for us. A mother, a father, an uncle was praying for us. Does the Bible say Lot, that was the uncle, Abraham, sorry, was the uncle of Lot? So Abraham, Lot had a great connection, hadn't it? A prophet was his uncle. And he interceded before God for Lot. Now God could have wiped them all out, but Abraham, being a prophet, being the uncle of Lot, he bargained with God. That's all the consent was. Isn't that right? Now we know there's a type of Christ in him. We know that. If there's 40, if there's 30, if there's 10, God said if there's 10, I'll spare it. But there wasn't 10, there was 4, and one of them turned back. We know that. But I put a lot of it down to Abraham praying. And I believe many times behind the scenes, we maybe don't even know about it, people's been praying for us. Things could have happened. People was praying for us. And we want to appreciate the Lord for that, don't we? Now we need to be praying for others. We need to be praying for the weak girl that's drinking and whatever. We need to not look at that. Our focus shouldn't be that. Our focus should be God can save her. Or the young man, God can save him. That's what we need to set our sights on. That if God can do it, hallelujah. Man is looking for better methods. God is looking for men and women that will pray. Faith is the foundation of all Christian character. Faith is. Jesus knew Peter would deny him. And we're going to go till Luke 22. And he knew Peter would deny him. And he even cautioned him. Luke 22, verse 31, 32. Verse 31. Christ predicts Peter's denial. You could read it also, Matthew 26, Mark 14, John 13. And the Lord said, verse 31 of Luke 22. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for thee. Listen to this carefully. That thy faith fail not. The man failed, but his faith didn't. Now I know, maybe that sounds strange, but the faith still remained. Jesus said that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. So the Lord knew what Peter was going to do, but he also had prayed for him that the faith would carry him over. Even though he knew what he's going to do. Now that's something I think. That the Lord could say that. This man's going to deny me, he's even going to curse me. But I prayed for him. And you know the same Bible tells us he intercedes for us. We have a high priest, Jesus Christ, that can be touched for the feeling of our infirmities. He intercedes for us. We have somebody in the glory that prays for us. Do you realize that? Do you realize Jesus could commission an angel to you? Brother Tom, you're getting too far. No, I'm not. The Lord could commission an angel to go with you to protect you. I believe that, Omar. Many times it's happened and we don't even know it. That the Lord has had an angel near us to protect us. If he wants, he could let you see that angel. But that's up to God whether he does that or not. But I believe that. You know, the Word of God says many have entertained angels unawares. The Word of God also says the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear the Lord. I tell you, I believe it tonight. We see it was Peter's faith. The Lord was guarding his faith. When faith is broken down, the foundation of spiritual life gives way. Now I'm going to have to close in a moment. Go with me to 2 Peter. My time's almost gone. I won't be much longer. Just go with me. 2 Peter chapter 1. Let's read verse 5 down to 9. 2 Peter chapter 1.
And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and virtue to knowledge, and knowledge temperance, and temperance patience, and the patience godliness, and the godliness brotherly kindness, and the brotherly kindness charity, which is love. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 9, but he that lacketh these things is blind, and cannot see afar off, and have forgotten that he was purged from his old sins.
God wants every one of us to remember where we come from. There's nobody can get in the pulpit, you know, and throw their chest out. Said, I never done that. No, but you could have done something else. There's none without sin. Only the Lord. Isn't that right? No man can boast over another man. Let him that standeth take heed lest he fall. Every one of us have to remind ourselves where we come from. Then we can praise the Lord that he delivered us out of a dark pit and set our feet on the straight path. Amen. Peter doesn't say the gifts or works, but add faith to faith. Faith. You don't hear many people preaching about faith, do you?
But I believe there's a gift of faith. I'm going to have to close because the time's going. I want time for people to pray. I believe there's a gift of faith. The gift of faith. But then we also know in Romans, and I haven't time to go any other scripture tonight, but to every one of us is given a measure of faith.
So you, brother, you, sister, have got faith. And God wants you to use the faith he's given you. He wants you to seek him and pray. Faith to faith. Faith on faith. Amen.
And how do you get it? Operating it. I believe all of us need to do it more myself. Every one of us need to operate faith more. Pray in faith. Believe in faith. Amen. Believe that when we pray, something will happen. Oh, but such no one prayed and nothing took place. But the Bible's promised us whatsoever we'll ask in faith, God will do it. Maybe we didn't have faith. Maybe we're full of unbelief. And if that's the case, we need to pray, God, forgive us for unbelief. Give us faith. Let's come this evening. I hope it's encouraged you. Let's come this evening and just pray in faith. Believe in faith. And maybe pray for those that maybe couldn't be here tonight, various reasons, that the Lord will bless them and touch their hearts. And we certainly want to pray for our own children, our own families, that the Lord will save them. Let's bow our heads and come before the Lord. Heavenly Father, we just thank you this evening for the gift of faith, for the measure of faith. Lord, we just ask you, you'll forgive us for our unbelief. Rid us of the fear of man. Give us the fear of God. Grant us a faith increase, faith upon faith, like line upon line, precept upon precept. Here a little, there a little, so is the word of the Lord. Lord, I pray this evening that you'll move in our families, move in our sons, move in our daughters. We claim the blood of Jesus Christ over every home representative in these services tonight, every son and every daughter, that you'll save them and deliver them in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for those that you led to pray for every one of us. And a day gone by, help us to pray for others, Lord, as someone prayed for us. Save the wives, save the husband. Reach into our families and homes, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Lord, I pray you'll stir your own people. For those at home tonight that maybe they couldn't get, I pray you'll bless them. Bless the sisters and the brothers and the nurses amongst us. And Father, we ask for all the nurses in this country and the doctors and physicians that you'll bless every one of them in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray for those in authority tonight, you'll give them wisdom in Jesus Christ's name. We pray for your own people, Israel, you'll bless them in the name of the Lord. Father, I ask you for Sunday morning for Brother Gary. Lord, that you'll give him wisdom and guidance and a word from heaven in Jesus' precious name. Father, bless everyone in this room tonight. Bless their children, bless their wives, their husbands, all that's near and dear to them, we claim them under the token in Jesus Christ's name for your glory. Father, bless your own word to our hearts. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Amen. Let's continue to seek.